expressed what's on my heart.
愿这首诗歌成为我们每天啊对主的敬拜。
We hope that this will be a hymn that can bring us into deeper worship of the Lord daily.
请我们一同打开圣经，我们读几处的经文。
Let us turn our Bible to a few scriptures.
第一处在旧约的撒加利亚书第四章。
First one found in the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 4.
撒加利亚书第四章，我们读第六节的后半。
We'll read from the second part of verse 6.
撒加利亚书第四章第六节后半，万军之耶和华说，不是倚靠势力，不是倚靠才能，乃是倚靠我的灵方能。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
第二处是在罗马书。
Secondly, in the book of Romans.
是我们相当熟悉的一段经文。
It's a scripture that we are very familiar with.
罗马书第十二章第一、第二两节。
Chapter 12 verse 1 and 2.
罗马书第十二章第一节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Romans 12 verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and a holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
再读第五节。
Then on to verse 5.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another.
好，我们接下来要读的是路加福音。
Then we'll turn back to the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音第四章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 4.
我们稍微多读一点。我们从
read a few more verses.
对，我们从第十六节读到第二十一节。
We can read from verse 16 to verse 21.
路加福音第四章第十六节，耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我。”叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告，被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。于是把书卷起来，交还执事，就坐下。会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说：“今天这经应验在你们耳中了。”
Luke chapter 4 verse 14. And Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as he was his custom, he entered the synagogue on Sabbath and stood up to read. And the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. He opened the book and found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing.
最后我们读《使徒行传》第一章。
Lastly, in the book of Acts, chapter 1,
使徒行传第一章，我们读第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witness both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
我们一起再低头有些祷告。
Let us bow for a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你，早晨我们能够在你面前与你一同坐席。
Lord, we thank you that this morning we can be seated at your table.
主，我们蒙恩的人一同思想，惊人大爱何能如此。
All of us saved by grace can meditate on how amazing love, how great it is.
主，早晨实在是你爱我们的大爱，激励我们众人的心。
Truly, how can it be that it was your great love that compelled all our hearts?
叫我们把感谢赞美和我们自己都来献给你。
That we can offer to you our praises and thanksgiving and even all of ourselves.
主，愿你为大。
Lord, may you be supreme.
愿你在我们的生命中、生活中居首位。
In our lives, that may you be first and foremost.
我们也把以下时间来交给你。
Lord, may we want to offer the following time into your hands.
愿你亲自向我们每个人的心来说话。
May you speak to each and every one of our heart individually.
主，叫你口中的话能够在我们听见人的心中成就你所喜悦的旨意。
That the word from your mouth can be issued out to accomplish your will in our lives.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
今天早晨信息的题目就是依靠圣灵侍奉神。
So the topic this morning is simply to serve God by the Spirit.
刚才我们所读的罗马书十二章的经文给我们看见。
Earlier what we read from Romans chapter 12 shows us,
在我们基督徒的侍奉当中，最重要的一件事情就是侍奉神的旨意。
That the most important thing of our Christian service is to serve according to His will.
什么是神的旨意呢？
What is the will of God?
经文给我们看见，乃是为了建立基督的身体。
And the scripture has shown us he desires to establish the body of Christ.
这是神永远的心意。
And this is his eternal purpose.
神要为他的儿子得着一个身体。
That God wants to gain a body for his son.
就是教会。
That is church.
并且要借着这个身体来让基督的生命丰盛的荣耀充满在这个身体当中。
And through this body that the life of Christ, the fullness of glory can be filled.
并且借着这个身体来彰显基督生命的荣耀。
And through this body, the glory and the life of Christ can be manifested.
因此在基督徒的侍奉当中有一个非常重要的原则。
So there is a very important principle in the service of a Christian.
就是生命的原则。
That is the principle of life.
因为神要借着教会被基督的生命所充满。
That through church,the life of Christ wants to be filled all in all.
并且借着教会来彰显基督那个丰满的荣耀。
And through the church, that the life of Christ can be manifested.
旧约利未人的侍奉就是一个非常好的例子。
And the Leviticus service in the Old Testament is a very good example.
利未人因着与神的联合，叫他们能够在神的面前来侍奉神。
The Levites, because they stood with God, so they were able to unite with God and serve before Him.
就着生命而言，神是生命的源头。
In terms of life, God is the source of all life.
因为生命是从神而来。
Because God created life.
就着侍奉而言，
In terms of service,
唯有神配得侍奉。
Only God is worthy to receive all of our service.
我们一切的侍奉乃是为着神，也是向着神。
All of our service and ministries are for Him and towards Him.
如果我们从圣经，我们就清楚可以看见，我们人的受造与我们蒙救赎都是为着侍奉神。
And we can see clearly from the Bible that the reason He created us, the reason He redeemed us, is so that we can serve Him.
利未人的侍奉就说出了我们基督徒生命侍奉的原则。
So the service of the Levites can tell us, show us the principle of a Christian service as well.
而我们真正的侍奉乃是流露生命的一个侍奉。
And the true service that we can offer is the manifestation of the life within us.
也就是说，借着我们的侍奉，能够流露出神的生命，能够彰显神自己的荣美。
In another word, that through us serving God, the life of Christ can be manifested and flowing out of us so that His glory can be revealed.
因此在侍奉这件事情上， 神特别注重我们这个人。
So in the matter of service, he really cares about us as a person.
神看重我们这个人过于我们为他所做的事情。
He cares more about us as a person than what we can do for him.
若没有得着对的人，神宁可让他的旨意受到耽延。
If he could not gain the person that is right for his service, he'd rather delay his will.
神他也不愿意用不对的人来侍奉他的旨意。
And he would not use a person that is not right for his service.
那么神是如何能够得着对的人来侍奉他呢？
So how can God gain the person that is right and good for his service?
乃是借着十字架在属他的人身上来制作。
That is, he uses his cross to do a deeper work and to mold the person, to be his servant.
十字架一面在我们身上除去那属人天然的肉体。
On one hand, the cross is stealing away our fleshly nature.
十字架一面也在我们的里面来加增基督生命的性情。
On the other hand, he increases the character and the nature of Christ in us.
叫基督生命里一切的美德能够成为我们身上的那个性格。
So all the goodness and the beauty of Christ can become our nature.
唯有借着十字架不断的制作。
And through the constant working of the cross,
神才能够得着对的人来侍奉他。
Then God will gain the right person to become his servant.
也唯有借着对的人，神必能够成就他的旨意。
And only through the right person, then God can use him to accomplish his will.
来完成基督身体的建造。
And to accomplish the building up of the body of Christ.
使基督的身体能够成为那充满万有者所充满的。
That this body can be filled by the one who fills all in all.
那为什么这个在侍奉神的事情上面，神注重我们这个人呢？
So how come in the matter of service, he cares so much about the person?
因为神要使用人来成就他的旨意。
Because he wants to use men to accomplish his will.
而当我们在侍奉神的当中，
And when we're serving God,
我们看见我们不免会需要为神做一些事情。
And it's inevitable that we will do things here and there for God.
因此我们需要有一种的能力。
And therefore, as we do things, we need some kind of power.
所以我们知道，我们无论在世上，我们做任何事情，我们都需要能力。
So we know whatever you do on the earth, you need power and ability.
在侍奉神的事上，我们同样需要能力。
And it's the same way as you serve God.
侍奉神不仅我们人要对。
Not only the person has to be right.
侍奉神，这个人他所根据的能力也必须是对的。
But also that the power this person uses must be from the right source.
圣经给我们看见有两种不同能力的一个建造的的一个图画。
The Bible has shown us a picture of how to two different building work based on two different powers.
就是使徒保罗在哥林多前书第三章那里，他告诉我们。
And in Paul has told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
他说你们是神所耕种的田地所建造的房屋。
He says, you are God's field and you are God's building.
这里说到就是在基督徒身上的那个生命的建造。
So here it talks about the building up of a Christian life.
好像在盖 一间房屋一样。
As if God is constructing a house.
这个建造的根基都是基督。
The foundation of this building is Christ.
但却有两种不同的建造。
But then there are two different kinds of building up.
一种是草木和秸。
He shows here one is to be using wood, hay, and straw.
一种呢是用金银宝石。
And the other one uses gold, silver, and precious stone.
在草木和秸，简单的说呢，就是人的能力和工作。
And wood, hay, and straw describes the work and the power of men.
而金银宝石简单的说呢，就是神的能力和工作。
And simply put, gold, silver, and precious stone describes the work and the power of God.
所以这里有两种不同的建造，一种是靠着人，一种是靠着神。
So there are two building up. One uses the power of men. The other one relies on the power of God.
虽然这两种不同的建造都是在基督磐石的根基上。
And both are building upon the solid foundation of Christ.
但是我们看见将来在基督台前火试验的时候，
But it says in the future before the judgment seat of Christ, the fire will come out and try and test the work.
也就是说到在基督台前神家的那个审判。
And that is the judgment in the household of God.
这审判的结果会是相当的不同。
And the result of this test will be very different.
草木和街所建造的要被销毁，被烧毁，并且受到亏损。
That which was built by wood, hay, and straw will be burned up, and it will suffer loss.
而用金银宝石所建造的要存得住，并且得赏赐。
But the work that was built by gold, silver, and precious stone will last till eternity, and he will receive a great reward.
这件事情就叫我们在侍奉神的事上要非常的谨慎。
So this matter, as we see, calls us to have great caution, as we serve God.
因为我们何等盼望我们在地上所有的侍奉是能够得神所喜悦的。
Because how we desire that all of our work and service before Him will be pleasing to Him.
感谢神在过去的一段时间当中带领我们的教会在校园福音工作上与神同工。
And we thank the Lord He has been leading us on this gospel ministry on Rice Campus.
我们看到有好些我们在校园团契中的弟兄姐妹们在我们中间。
We even see many students from Rice who have been participating with our ministry.
最近在这个校园查经班当中，主就教导我们学习了一个宝贵的功课。
So recently, the Lord has been leading us to learn this precious lesson.
就是我们在周五啊查经的这个时间的聚会时间的安排上面有一些的调整。
That on the scheduling of Friday night Bible study, we had some arrangements.
因为现在来的中国留学生哈。大多数是90后或是95后的。
So most of the students that we have from China are born after the 90s. They're the millennials.
意思就是他们都很年轻。
What I mean is that they're very young.
所以服侍同工们交通之后呢，就希望在周五聚会当中哈，能够给他们多一点时间，能够分享他们的一些想法、看法和意见。
So as the co-workers fellowship, we desire to give them more time and more opportunities to openly share about their opinions, their thoughts.
所以我们就把这个聚会时间的稍微调整，就把那个原本呢在做总结的弟兄的那个交通时间呢，就把它安排到最后面。
So we adjusted our service schedule a little bit so that the brother who is supposed to summarize the whole chapter will go last.
我们知道同工们的意思是好的，希望呢这些年轻学子们能够多一点机会，多点时间能够分享。
And we know the desire of it behind this was very good. We desire everyone to have more time and more opportunity to share.
但当我们实行之后啊，我们发现出现一个问题。
But as we practice this, we realize there is a slight issue.
就这些同学们呢，他们的分享非常踊跃。
That all the students are very excited and they would like to share very openly.
哎呀，他们这个每个人都有讲不完的话。
And the discussion is always very lively, and there is always a never end to the words.
结果呢，当大家都分享完了以后呢，这个最后总结弟兄就没有时间总结了。
But after everyone has shared and discussed, there was no time left for the brother to summarize this chapter.
我们为着同学们他们这样踊跃愿意分享他们的想法看法，我们感谢神。
And we're really thankful for all the lively discussions and everyone being so open.
但是我们讨论以后，觉得这个最后哈，这个聚会呢。最后没有一个机会能够把神的话语总结一下呢，这觉得好像也是怪怪的。
But then we fellowshiped among ourselves that if we did not have a chance to really summarize the chapter and to bring back the word of God, then we feel like something's missing.
那我们应该怎么办呢
？But what should we do?
我们是不是把聚会就改回去从前那样的一个方式
？Should we just mechanically move all the scheduling back to the old method?
带领的弟兄多讲。
Do we give more time to the brother who leads?
就让同学们少讲。
Do we ask everyone to share less?
弟兄姐妹不是。
But that's not the case.
我们觉得需要好好的回到主的面前来祷告寻求。
We truly felt that we need to come back before the Lord and seek Him earnestly.
看我们怎么样的侍奉才能够真正是讨主所喜悦。
And see what type of service can be truly from Him and to be pleasing to Him.
叫我们这个聚会能够是主来调整之后呢，能够更合乎主的心意。
So that we can ask the Lord to adjust the schedule and the time, and then we can be more pleasing to Him.
因此，我们请弟兄姐妹们能够继续为着神在校园中的这个工作多有祷告。
So we ask all brothers and sisters to continue to pray with us and for the ministry on the campus.
对， 一方面叫基督身体的配搭呢，能够更和谐，更顺服主。
On one hand, we will have more unity, among all the co-workers.
另一方面呢，啊，很快的这个新学期又要开始了，啊，也请弟兄姐妹啊，为着这个新生的这个啊接机、接待、邀请各方面的服事呢，多有祷告。
And secondly, a new semester is about to start. Very soon, so we ask everyone to pray for welcoming the new students, whether it is picking up from the airport or receiving them into our midst.
Yeah, 叫我们能够在这样的一个聚会当中，有更多是出于主也讨主喜悦的服事。
So we ask everyone to pray that we will have a service and a ministry that is truly from the Lord and that is pleasing to Him.
所以我们看见在侍奉神的事情上，不仅我们人要对。
So in the matter of serving God, not only the person, the servant has to be right.
我们也要注意我们侍奉能力的那个来源。
But we also need to pay attention to from where we draw our strength.
因为神不仅看重侍奉的人如何。
Because not only the Lord cares about the person.
神也看重我们侍奉那个能力的来源为何。
But also the Lord cares about where the power comes from.
因为神所要做成的是属灵的，是存到永远的。
Because what the Lord wants to accomplish and build is that which is spiritual and that will last till eternity.
正如万军之耶和华所说的，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵方能成事。
Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
基督徒的侍奉要能够成就神的旨意。
If the service of a Christian wants to accomplish the will of God,
必须是依靠圣灵方能成事。
Then it must to rely on the Holy Spirit.
所以早上想从三个方面和弟兄姐妹一同来看，我们如何依靠圣灵来侍奉神。
So this morning I want to see it from three perspectives, how to rely on the Holy Spirit to serve God.
我们若要靠圣灵来侍奉神，首先我们必须要学习十字架的功课。
If we want to rely on the Holy Spirit, then the first lesson we must learn is that of the cross.
前面有弟兄说的好，因为十字架把我们带回到圣灵的面前，而圣灵呢，又把我们带回到十字架的工作底下。
And our brother has shared in the beginning that the Holy Spirit, will bring us to the cross, and the cross will bring us back to the Holy Spirit.
意思就是借着十字架在我们身上的制作。
That is through the working of the of the cross in us.
圣灵能够更多的充满我们。
That God is able to fill us with more of His Spirit.
而当圣灵更多充满我们之后
，And when His Spirit fills us more,
圣灵会在我们身上有更多更深十字架的制作。
Then His Spirit will bring us into deeper and further working of the cross.
因为侍奉神不是依靠人的势力和才能。
Because we do not serve Him according to our might or power.
侍奉神必须依靠神的灵。
We must rely on His Spirit.
圣经中有一个很好的例子，就是摩西。
There is a very good example that the Bible has given us, that is the life of Moses.
摩西的一生120岁。
Moses lived 120 years.
啊，可以大致分成三段。
And we can divide it into about three sections.
头四十年，摩西是在埃及里。
The first phase of his life, he was living in Egypt.
他蛮有世上的这个势力和才能。
For 40 years, he was filled with the might and power of the world.
所以，当他想靠着自己的势力和才能去帮助他以色列的弟兄的时候
，So when he wanted to help his fellow Israelites by his own power,
结果他自己反而成了杀人犯，成了逃犯。
And he ended up becoming a fugitive and a murderer.
他就逃到了旷野里去。
And he escaped to the wilderness.
这是他在人生中的第二个四十年，摩西是在旷野里。
So he began the second phase of 40 years of his life in the wilderness.
在这旷野的四十年当中
，in that 40 years,
神就借着十字架在摩西身上来制作他。
God uses the cross to really deal and work in him.
到一个地步呢，他就成了一个什么都不能、什么都不会的一个牧羊人。
To a point, he became a nobody, a shepherd.
因此，在他旷野四十年之后，神向他显现。
So you see, at the end of that 40 years, the Lord revealed himself to him.
因为神要差遣摩西呢，去将以色列百姓从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
Because God desired to send Moses to rescue the Israelites out of Egypt.
这时候摩西呢，他就三番四次的推却神， 给他的这个托付。
But at the end of that 40 years, Moses began to deny or to refuse God three or four times.
他说他什么都不会。
Because he says, I cannot say anything or do anything.
我想也是。
And perhaps it was true.
40年在旷野。
If you spend 40 years in the wilderness,
整天面对一群羊,
all you see is a group of sheep.
他只能跟羊说话。
You can only talk to the sheep.
所以他就觉得自己已经不会跟任何人说话。
He felt he didn't even know how to speak to any person.
所以呢，到后来呢，神都生气了。
Even to the end, God was upset with him.
但是神就差遣摩西和他的兄弟亚伦一同去见法老。
So God sent Moses and his brother Aaron to see Pharaoh.
到了第三个四十年。
And then the third 40 years,
就是摩西带领神百姓出了埃及，到旷野来侍奉神。
That as the Lord, as Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, and they were circling the wilderness.
所以我们看见，当摩西最后那四十年在旷野侍奉神的过程当中
，and you see that last 40 years of his life as he served God in the wilderness.
我们看见摩西侍奉神的那能力，就在他手中的那个杖。
And we see the power of his ministry is upon the staff in his hand.
我们知道神借着摩西手中的杖，在埃及法老和埃及人面前行了许多蛮有能力的神迹。
We know God had used the staff in his hand to perform many great miracles in Egypt before Pharaoh.
那摩西手中这根本来是牧羊的杖，后来是如何成为彰显神能力的一根杖呢？
And how did this staff that was a shepherd's staff become a staff of power used by God?
我们看见神借着一件事启示了摩西。
We see God used one thing to show a revelation to Moses.
就神叫摩西把他手中牧羊的杖呢丢在地上。
God told Moses to cast the staff onto the ground.
那摩西把这杖一丢在地下，这个杖就变成了一条蛇。
And as soon as he threw the staff onto the ground, it became a serpent.
连摩西都害怕。
And even he himself was afraid.
然而神告诉摩西说，你再去把这个蛇的抓住蛇的尾巴。
But God told him to catch the snake, the serpent by the tail.
当摩西一抓蛇的尾巴，他又变成了一根杖。
And as soon as he caught the tail of the snake, it became a staff again.
而这根杖在摩西手中就成为彰显神能力的一根杖。
And that was the staff of power that the God used to perform great miracles.
这里教导我们一个非常重要的属灵功课。
And it shows us this great spiritual lesson.
就是神的能力如果在一个不对的人的手中，它是非常危险的。
That the power of God, If he ended up in the hands of a person that is not right, then it's very dangerous.
他不仅会伤了这个人，也可能伤到其他的人。
Not only will harm the person, but he will also harm many others.
然而神的能力落在一个对的人身上。
But in the hands of a right person,
就像这一根杖在一个被神制作对付过的摩西的手中。
Just as the staff in the hand of Moses who had been dealt with by God for 40 years.
神就能够借着摩西来成就神的旨意。
And God was able to use Moses and the staff to accomplish great purpose.
当我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后，
And after we're saved as Christians,
我们的天然倾向也会想要侍奉神。
Our natural nature draws us to serve God.
但是因着我们这个天然的人的这个心思还没有更新变化，
Because our heart and our mind has not been transformed,
我们就容易靠着我们自己的这个天然的聪明和智慧和能力呢，想要来侍奉神。
It is very natural and easy for us to serve God according to our own mind and our own nature.
因此呢，神就允许也借着一些的困难和失败来调整我们，来管教我们。
So God allows some failures and difficulties to challenge us and to change us.
这就是神在我们身上那个十字架的制作。
And that is the work of the cross in our lives.
弟兄姐妹，我们基督徒不怕软弱。
As Christians, we should not be afraid of weakness.
我们也不怕失败。
We should not be afraid of failures.
我们所应该怕的是在经过困难和失败之后，我们没有十字架的学习。
What we should be afraid of is that when we go through difficulties and failures, we do not learn anything of the cross.
保罗在哥林多后书十二章就和我们分享了他那个侍奉能力的秘诀。
Paul shared with us his secret in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
他说, 我什么时候软弱, 什么时候就刚强了。
He says, when I am weak, I am strong.
保罗借着一次一次的软弱和失败, 他学习了这个秘诀。
Through his weakness and his failure, time and time again, he learned of the secret.
他认识到自己的软弱和自己的不行。
He has come to recognize his own weakness and his own inadequacy.
同时他也学会了让基督的能力复辟他。
But at the same time, he had learned for the power of Christ to cover him.
这个能力就成为他在侍奉中那个刚强的力量。
And that had become his strength in his service.
我们知道虽然主他是蛮有能力可以把我们的难处给挪去。
We know the Lord is full of power and he's more than able to remove our difficulties.
但是主更愿意让我们在我们的软弱和失败当中来认识并经历他那刚强的能力。
Rather, he's more willing for us to go through the difficulties and challenges and that we can experience his power.
因此弟兄姐妹，我们在侍奉神的事上， 我们都需要学习这个功课。
So as we serve God, we all need to learn this lesson.
我什么时候软弱了， 什么时候就刚强了。
Whenever I am weak, I am strong.
有一次有一位外地的弟兄和我分享到他在聚会中的侍奉，还有他的家庭，还有他的工作中充满许多的挑战和难处。
One time there was another brother from a different city. He was sharing with me of the difficulties and challenges he was facing in his service, in his home, in his work.
他感到压力非常的大。
He felt he was under great pressure.
然而这位弟兄他是爱主的弟兄。
But it was a brother who really loves the Lord.
所以他就非常的努力想要来克服这一切的困难。
So he tried very hard and he strived, tried to overcome all these difficulties.
但是当他越努力，他发现这个情形越糟糕。
But the more he tried, he realized the deeper of a mess he was in.
后来有一次和他的交通祷告之后，
And one time I was praying with him, fellowshipping with him.
弟兄蒙圣灵的光照。
And suddenly he was received the revelation by the Spirit.
他看见在这一切的事上， 就是包括他的家庭、工作和聚会。
He saw that in all this thing in his life, including his family, his service in a church, and at his work,
主自己要负他一切的责任。
That God himself is responsible for him.
经过一段时间之后， 弟兄就告诉我说，他如何学习了这个什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强的这个属灵功课。
So after a while, he shared with me, he truly learned this lesson that whenever he's weak, then he is strong.
虽然在聚会里， 难处还在。
Even though in the gathering he was at, the difficulties were still there.
但是他却能够满了安息。
But he was filled with peace.
然后主也在环境当中 来那里来改变。
And then God began to work and to change the circumstances.
有姐妹，虽然我们从人来看，我们弟兄好像变成了一个软弱的人。
So brothers and sisters, from the human perspective, our brother had become weaker.
但是他却认识并且经历了基督的能力复辟他。
But because of that, he came to know and to experience the power of God.
不仅在他的家中， 在他工作里，也在他聚会里，基督的能力成为他侍奉的那个力量。
At home, at work, at church, the power of God had become the source of his strength.
对，请弟兄姐妹原谅我分享一点点自己小小的一个失败的学习。
And do forgive me if I were to share with you a little bit of my own failures.
我在夫妻关系上学习这个舍己的功课，学习得非常迟钝。
I was very slow at learning this lesson of denying myself in my family and spousal life.
我想我和妻子之间的这个问题呢， 我想弟兄姐妹家中呢，大概也都大同小异。
The problem I have with my wife at home, I feel it's probably common to most families.
其中有一件事情就是呢， 每一次呢，当我们为着某一件事，或者为了不管是什么事哈， 有不同的意见和看法。
One thing is that whenever we have different opinions regarding doesn't matter what thing, something.
谈话的开头都很好嘛，因为各自可以表达各自不同的意见。
the beginning of our discussion that we're always good. We agree to disagree. We can share our different opinions.
但是慢慢我们发现这个意见是不一样的。
But then we realize our opinion really differs.
那个声音就越来越大。
And our voice began to raise.
话也越来越多。
And our words began to multiply.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
你就在证明啊，我是对的，你是错的。
Because I just want to show that I am right and you're wrong.
哎呀，我明明头脑里知道啊，要学习舍己。
And in my mind, I know I need to deny myself.
啊，因为做丈夫的哈，要像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
As a husband, I need to love my wife as Christ loves the church.
那我就想说，好，那我就不要讲。
So I just need to keep my mouth shut.
我就先停下来好了。
And I told myself to stop talking.
停下来也不行。
But after I stop talking, that's not the end.
停下来不行，为什么不行呢？
How is it so?
妻子就说，你为什么不讲了？
And my wife would say, how come you stop talking?
哎，我心里面就想，讲也不对，不讲也不对。
And I was thinking in my heart, if I say something, it's wrong. If I don't say something, it's not good either.
感谢主，妻子的灵啊，是敏锐的。
But we thank the Lord, my wife's spirit was more sensitive.
因为她知道我嘴巴虽然没讲。
She knew, even though my mouth was not moving,
但是我心里面啊，还讲很多。
But my heart was saying more words than you know, I could express.
因为那就是我这个学习舍己的问题。
And that's my problem in learning how to deny myself.
外面讲呢，是出于我自己。
Outwardly, if I speak out of myself.
当我选择不讲的时候呢，其实还是出于我自己。
And if I choose not to speak, I still use my own strength to constrain myself.
因为里面其实是不服的。
Because in my heart, I was still not at peace.
弟兄姐妹，因此我们看见，在我们在侍奉神的事情上面，我们需要学习看到我们自己的不行。
So we see in this matter of serving God, we need to see how inadequate we are.
看到我们自己是何等的软弱
，to see how weak we are，
好叫我们能够谦卑下来
，so that we can be humbled，
叫我们真的是能够学习不依靠人的势力和才能
，truly not by might， not by power，
叫我们能够单单的来依靠圣灵的能力
，but only by the Spirit of God。
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
那你说也不行，不说也不行。
So if you say you cannot speak or you cannot not speak，
弟兄姐妹，问题不在于说或是不说。
But the problem is not upon speaking or being silent。
问题在于从我身上所流露出来的是什么
？But the problem is what do I express out of my attitude and my life？
如果从我身上所显出来的还是我自己。
If I'm still expressing my own attitude,
这就是不对的。
Then it is not right.
只有在我们身上能够彰显流露出基督，那个才是对的。
Only if the life of Christ can be manifested through this, then we will be right.
所以我们看见在我们侍奉神的开头，我们就需要好好的来学习这个十字架的功课。
So we see even at the beginning of our ministry,or our service to God, we need to learn the lesson of the cross.
好像我们看见我们天然这个己的不行。
So that we can see how inadequate is our natural self.
我们才能够全心的来倚靠圣灵来生活来侍奉。
So we can truly rely on the Holy Spirit with our whole heart.
在第二方面，我们必须要借着信心来支取在基督里面那圣灵的大能。
Secondly, by faith, we need to learn to draw the power of the Spirit in Christ.
基督徒在侍奉上不仅要认识到自己的软弱和不行。
Not only we need to see our own weakness, our own inadequacy.
我们更需要圣灵的开启，让我们看见那在基督里面神所赐给我们的。
And more importantly, we need the revelation of the Spirit so that we can see all that we have in Christ.
因为神在基督里已经将圣灵赐给所有相信他属他的儿女们。
Because in Christ, God has already deposited His Holy Spirit to every child who believes in Him.
因为我们的主耶稣基督他已经复活升天了。
Because our Lord Jesus has risen from the dead and ascended to heaven.
因此父所应许的圣灵已经赐下浇灌下来。
So the Holy Spirit that was promised by the Father has already been sent down.
只要我们是在基督里面重生得救属神的儿女
If we're born again in Christ
我们就可以凭信心来支取在基督里面那个圣灵的能力
And by faith we can all come and draw the power of the Spirit
叫我们靠着这个能力来侍奉神
And by this Spirit we can serve God
在旧约我们看见会幕里面有许多的物件。
In Old Testament, we see there were many utensils in the tent of meeting.
也有侍奉神的祭司和利未人。
In the tabernacle, there were also Levites and priests who served God.
但是这一切在他们受膏之前是不能有侍奉的。
But all of these utensils and personnel cannot serve God before they were anointed.
换句话说，所有会幕里的物件、祭司和利未人都必须先受膏，然后在会幕那里才能够开始有向着神的侍奉。
So all of the utensils that were prepared and all the people who are ready to serve God must be anointed first before their service begins.
在旧约里，这个膏油就代表圣灵。
And in the Old Testament, this anointing oil represents the Holy Spirit.
意思就是说，当受圣灵所膏之后，才开始能有那个属灵的侍奉。
Meaning after these things were anointed by the Holy Spirit, then they can begin to serve in the tabernacle.
对，旧约神的百姓中间有三种人，在他们侍奉之前都必须先受膏。
And there were three types of people in the Old Testament before their service or before their ministry, they must be anointed.
就是先知、祭司和君王。
Prophets, priests, and kings.
所以旧约这个这些人受膏的意义，就是讲到说，借着膏油，他们被分别为圣，归给神。
The meaning of the anointing of these people is so that through the anointing they can be separated and sanctified for God.
并且借着受膏，他们得着侍奉神的那个能力。
That through consecration they receive the power of the Spirit.
新约我们的主就是我们最好在侍奉上的榜样。
And our Lord Jesus now in the New Testament time is the best example we have.
因为主耶稣他既是先知，他又是祭司，他也是君王。
Because our Lord Jesus himself is prophet, priest, and king.
我们的主他不仅有这样一个受膏的身份。
Not only he has the life of the anointing.
主在地上的一生也只是在信心的里面来跟随圣灵，倚靠圣灵来侍奉神的旨意。
But in everything that he did, he lived on the earth by following the Holy Spirit and obeying the will of God.
因此我们看见他在地上的侍奉是神所喜悦的。
So we see that his service, his life on the earth was pleasing to him, to the Father.
并且神赐给他圣灵是没有限量的。
And also God has given him a spirit without limit.
因此今天我们能够凭信在基督里面来支取圣灵的能力来侍奉神。
So even today, by faith in Christ, we can draw the power of the Spirit to serve God.
戴德生弟兄是中国内地会的创办人。
We all know Hudson Taylor, who is one of the founders of China Inland Mission.
大约在160年前，他蒙神所召，差派到中国去传扬基督的福音。
About 160 years ago, God called him to go to China and to preach the gospel.
他实在是为主的呼召，他有许多的牺牲。
And truly, he sacrificed much for the calling of God.
他和他的一家在中国也为着服侍主受了许多的苦。
And him and his whole family suffered many difficulties in China.
然而，在他中国，他在中国侍奉的前期，他的工作没有太大的果效。
But in the beginning of his ministry in China, he did not, there was not much fruit.
他自己的属灵情形也不好。
And even his own spiritual condition was not very good.
他非常的痛苦，他也不断的挣扎。
He was in great difficulty and pain, and he continued to struggle.
他盼望能够活出一个圣洁的生活。反而在生活当中充满了软弱和失败。
He really desired to live out a holy life, yet in his actual life, it was filled with difficulties and weakness.
然而这就是神在戴德生弟兄身上那个十字架的制作。
But that was the work of the cross that God was doing in his life.
到了主的时候到了。
When the time of the Lord arrived,
神借着一个弟兄与戴德生弟兄的交通，圣灵光照了戴德生弟兄。
Through a fellowship that he had with the brother, the Holy Spirit revealed his light to him.
他明白了那个约翰福音十五章那里所说的那葡萄树与枝子的真理。
He understood the truth, in John chapter 15 that God is, Christ is the true vine.
对。
那 we are the branches.
对。基督是那真葡萄树，而我们 就带的人弟兄自己乃是那葡萄树的枝子。
He understood that Christ is the true vine, and us, or even Hudson Taylor himself, is a branch.
当圣灵在他里面降光照之后
，When the Holy Spirit gave him that revelation,
他也在信心的里头相信接受了这样的一个真理。
By faith, he also accepted and truly believed in this truth.
他就明白了基督是一切。
He realized that Christ is all.
基督是他一切的供应。
Christ is everything that will supply his supply.
他整个属灵的情形和他的侍奉有了一个极大的一个改变。
And his life and his ministry had a great transformation after that.
在他的侍奉当中，他变得相非常的安息。
And he received great peace in his service.
而他的侍奉也带进了前所未有的果效。
And it began to show results much more than before.
这里有一句话是改变大学生弟兄那个属灵光景的一个关键。
And here is the quote that he had that was the key for his transformation.
就是如何使信心坚固呢？
Now how can your faith become strong?
我相信这也是我们常常思考的一个问题。
I trust many of us also ponder upon this question the same way.
这句话接着说，不是挣扎求信心。
And the quote continues, it's not that we struggle to ask for more faith,
乃是安息在那信实者的里面。
But to rest upon the one who is faithful.
当圣灵借着这句话光照了戴德森弟兄。
And through this word, the Holy Spirit truly enlightened him.
他不仅明白了主永远不会离弃他。
Not only he understood that God will never forsake him.
他更是看见主就是葡萄树的一切。
But even more so, he saw that Christ is the true vine, and he is all in all.
他就是连于这葡萄树的枝子。
And Hudson Taylor himself is but the branch that's connected to the vine.
主的能力就是他的能力。
The power of Christ is his power.
主就是他的。
Christ is his.
而且主就住在他的里面。
And the Lord lives in him.
当戴德森蒙圣灵这样光照开启之后
，So as he received such great light of the Spirit，
他在中国的服事显得完全的不同。
And his ministry in China completely was changed。
一方面从外面看他是满了安息
，On the outwardly he was filled with peace and rest。
他不再像从前那样子忙忙碌碌
，He no longer is busying here and there and trying to do so much。
而另一方面他的侍奉满了圣灵的能力
，But on the other hand。His ministry was filled by the power of the Spirit.
满有惊人的果效。
And it bore much fruit.
而他自己的属灵生命与生活也越来越圣洁。
And his own life and his own spiritual life was sanctified more and more.
越来越能够流露彰显基督那生命的美德。
And more and more he could manifest and express the beauty and the life, the nature of Christ.
同学们，我们何等需要信心里的祷告。
So how we need a prayer from faith.
求圣灵在我们里面来开启，来光照我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to reveal to us His revelation.
叫我们能够因信，我们能够安息在主的里面。
By faith, we can all also rest in Christ.
我们能够来支取神在基督里面所赐给我们的一切。
We can draw all the fullness of Christ in of God in Him.
才能叫我们也满有圣灵的能力。来侍奉神的旨意
，so that we can also be filled by the power of the Spirit, so that we can serve Him.
对，我们若要能够被圣灵所充满
，if we want to be filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们就必须要履行这个充满的那个条件。
Then we need to fulfill the condition by which we can be filled.
因为倒空才能够充满
，because only if we are emptied.Then God can fill us.
所以姐妹，如果我们这个人里面满了我们自己
，if we're still full of ourselves，
满了我们自己的能力
，if we're full of our own power，
满了我们自己的聪明
，our own wisdom，
满了我们自己的喜好
，our own preferences，
满了我们自己的想法看法
，our own will， our mind。
所以姐妹，圣灵如何才能充满我们
？Then how can the Holy Spirit fill us？
所以我们看见神在我们身上所要做的，乃是要倒空我们里面那个天然生命的思想、情感和意志。
So the work of the Holy of work of the Lord in us is so that He can empty all of our mind, our thoughts, our wills.
如果我们试过，我们不然发现我们自己是没有办法倒空我们自己。
If you have tried it, then you will probably have already discovered that we cannot empty ourselves by ourselves.
但我们可以有奉献的心。
But we can have a heart of consecration.
这是为什么保罗他用神的慈悲 劝我们。
That is why Paul says, I urge you by the mercies of God,
将身体献上当作活祭。
To present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
只要我们愿意把自己献给神。
We need to begin by willing to offer ourselves.
把我们的主权愿意转交给神。
If we are willing to transfer, the sovereignty of our life,
让神在我们身上得着那个完全的权柄。
That God will have the full power in us.
在我们生活中，我们来降卑，降服在神大能的手中。
And in each things in our life, we can humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
神就能够借着十字架来倒空我们。
Then God can use His cross to empty us.
来在我们身上，在我们生命里做那更大更深的剥夺。
That in our life, He can do a greater stripping.
然后他就以他的灵来充满我们。
And after that, He will fill us by His Spirit.
圣经给我们看见，当主在地上的时候，他是满有圣灵来侍奉神的旨意。
When we see, when our Lord Jesus was on the earth, he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们刚才所读路加福音的经文，就给我们看见，在旧约以赛亚先知以赛亚所说的预言，就应验在主耶稣的身上。
What we read in the Gospel of Luke said the prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled in Christ.
主说：“主的灵在我身上，因他用膏膏我。”
And the spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
To preach the gospel to the poor.
差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
He sent me to proclaim release to the captives.
瞎眼的得看见。
And recovery of sight to the blind.
叫受压制的得自由。
And to set free those who are oppressed.
报告神悦纳人的心。
To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这岂不也是今天我们在地上所应当有的侍奉吗？
Is this not also our ministry on the earth?
今天这世上还有多少人，他们没有机会听见这样宝贵的福音？
How many of the world is still has not had a chance to hear this precious gospel?
还有多少人他们是受到那个罪恶那个罪恶的捆绑
？How many are still oppressed and under bondage of sin?
就是在我们身边我们所认识的人当中
，even people among us, people around us that we know.
弟兄姐妹，你知道有多少人他受仇敌的压制吗
？Do you know how many are being oppressed by the enemy?
可能在我们的家中就有人。受到仇敌的压制。
Even in our own family, perhaps there are those who are oppressed by the enemy.
谁能拯救他们呢
？Who can save them?
我们的主，他能拯救。
Only our Lord Jesus, He is able.
但他要借着我们。
But He wants to save them through us.
他要差遣我们。
He wants to send us.
他要使用我们。
He wants to use us.
来将这样荣耀的福音。来告诉这世上的人
，to send us to proclaim such a glorious gospel。
神要用我们来叫那被掳的得释放。
God wants to use us so that the to release the captives。
叫那受压制的能够得自由。
To set free those who are oppressed。
弟兄姐妹，我们今天我们在主的面前是何等的亏欠
？Today before the presence of the Lord。We must admit how far we have fallen short.
今天基督的身体在地上是显得何等的无能，何等的软弱。
That the body of Christ on the earth had appeared so weak, so powerless.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要让主来充满我们。
How we need the Holy Spirit to fill us.
叫我们是靠着他的能力。
That we can use His power and His strength.
我们能够来与神同工。
That we may be co-workers with Christ.
我们能够在地上。在主回来之前行他从前所行的事
Before the return of the Lord we can do what he used to perform on the earth
我们看见主在地上的一生他是那样的随从圣灵倚靠圣灵
We see how our Lord Jesus followed the Holy Spirit every step of the way
主自己见证说我凭着自己不能做什么
And he even testifies himself that I cannot do anything of myself
我凭着自己不能说什么。
He says, I cannot say anything by myself.
所以有没有今天我们是否也照着主的样式在地上来侍奉神的旨意呢
？Today, do we also serve the Lord according to who He is?
我们是靠着我们自己，还是我们是靠着圣灵的能力来侍奉神
？Do we serve? Do we speak according to ourselves, or do we serve according to the power of the Spirit?
以弗所书第五章十八节告诉我们要被圣灵充满。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 tells us, be filled by the Holy Spirit.
这是神的命令，也是神的心意。
That is a command of the Lord, and it is also the will of God.
神的心意是愿意每一位属神的儿女们都被圣灵充满。
And it was His desire that every child of God can be filled by the Spirit.
但是非常可惜的是，今天并不是每一位神的儿女都是被圣灵充满。
But unfortunately, today the true condition is that not every child of God is filled by the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be filled by the Spirit?
圣灵充满的意思就是一个人他乃是完全受圣灵的管制。
That is a person who is controlled completely by the Spirit.
他也是完全依靠圣灵来生活和行事。
One who lives entirely reliance upon the power of the Spirit.
记得在《使徒行传》第一章里给我们记载了在当时五旬节所发生的事情。
And the book of Acts chapter 1 recorded the things at Pentecost.
就是在耶路撒冷的小楼那里有120个主的门徒在那里同心合意的祷告。
That on the second floor of a small building in Jerusalem, 120 gathered together and prayed with one heart.
虽然这些人他们从前都是跟过耶稣的。
And most of them, or many of them, had followed Jesus.
他们也很可能都亲眼见过复活的主耶稣。
Most likely many of them had seen Christ, the risen Christ.
我相信这些人呢，他们也有圣灵住在他们里头。
And we do trust that the Holy Spirit has already indwelled within them.
照道理，这些人他们岂不可以立刻就到世界各地去传扬这位复活的主耶稣吗
？So people such as these, could they not right away go out throughout the world to proclaim Jesus?
因为他们曾经听过，他们也曾经见过。
Because they have already heard, they have already seen.
他们也得着了圣灵。
And they have already had the Holy Spirit.
为什么主耶稣还要叫他们在耶路撒冷等候？
Then why did Jesus command them to wait in Jerusalem?
等候什么呢？
What were they waiting for?
主说等候父所应许的。
Jesus told them to wait for the promise of the Father.
就是父应许要赐下那圣灵的能力。
The Father has promised.That he will send down the power of the Holy Spirit.
主对门徒说，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And Jesus says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
That you will be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria.
这句话告诉我们，当我们基督徒在地上我们生活侍奉的时候
，And this tells us as Christians as we live on this earth，
当我们要做主的见证的时候
，As we become His witnesses，
我们何等需要圣灵的能力
，And how we need the power of the Spirit。
而这120个门徒，他们在那里是如何被圣灵所充满呢
？So how were they filled by the Holy Spirit at that time？
他们都是经过十字架的制作
，They have all been dealt with by the cross。
所以他们在那里相信。并且顺从主的命令。
So they believed and they obeyed the will of Father.
因此他们可以同心合意的祷告。
That they were all gathered together and prayed with one heart.
但你们也能够想象吗？不要说是120个人同心合意祷告。
Can you imagine not only 120 praying in one unity?
今天我们中间要能够找十个人同心合意祷告都是非常难的。
If we were to find 10 people among all of us to pray with one heart, that would be almost impossible.
甚至就是夫妻两个人要同心合意祷告，我们都发现也不容易。
Even the husband and wife, two people to pray with one heart, that would be difficult.
但是这里有120个主的门徒，他们能够同心合意的祷告。
But here, 120 disciples of the Lord were able to pray with one unity and one heart.
因为十字架在他们身上制作了。
Because the cross must have dealt with them in their lives.
十字架在他们身上对付了他们的。那个属天然的自己
，and their own natural self had been dealt away.
因此，他们可以在主的里面同心合意，在那里祷告。
And therefore, in Christ, they were able to come into one unity and pray with one heart.
他们就被圣灵所充满
，and they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
他们就成为主的见证
，and they became witnesses to the Lord.
一个团体的见证
，a corporate witness.
所以我们看见在那里。在五旬节那一天， 就有三千人信主。
So on that day, the day of Pentecost, 3,000 believed in the name.
后来有五千人信主。
And then later on, 5,000.
所以我们看见，就是因为主在地上得着这样的一个器皿。
And that was all because the Lord was able to gain the vessel.
是被圣灵所充满的。
That was filled by the Holy Spirit.
是靠着圣灵的能力在为主做见证。
That they were witnesses to God by the power of the Spirit.
当然我们知道那一天是因为圣灵浇灌，所以这120个门徒都被圣灵所充满。
And of course we knew on that day the Holy Spirit was poured out and they were all filled.
但是基督徒被圣灵充满有另外一个更重要的途径。
But then there was another way that for all Christians that can be filled.
就是我们前面所说的。
That was what we have shared earlier.
就是把我们自己奉献给神。
That as we consecrate ourselves to God.
让神借着十字架在我们身上来倒空
，that the Holy Spirit through the cross can pour us out，
来制作
，as and to make us and mold us，
并且借着信心，我们能够活在与主生命的连结里
，that by faith we can also live a life that's connected with divine with Christ。
我们看见，我们就能够支取基督里一切的丰盛
，so then we can draw all the power and all the fullness of Christ，
并且在我们的生活当中。
And also in our lives,
每一次圣灵为我们预备了一个十字架的功课
whenever the Holy Spirit prepares a lesson of the cross,
我们能够学习舍己
if we are able to learn to deny ourselves,
我们能够承认我们自己的不行
if we can come and confess that we are weak,
我们看见圣灵就越过越多的能够充满我们
then the Holy Spirit can fill us more and more.
能够从我们的侍奉当中
that in our services,
能够显出圣灵的能力
that he can reveal his power,
能够流露出基督的生命性情
that the life and the nature of Christ can be manifested,
叫我们能够结出许多的果子能够来成就神的旨意
that we can also bear much fruit to accomplish the will of God.
弟兄姐妹愿早晨我们能够记住
So this morning may we all remember this,
在侍奉神的事上
In the matter of service to God,
不是依靠人的势力
it is not by might,
不是依靠我们人的才能
not by human power or ability,
乃是依靠神的灵方能成事
but only by the Spirit of God.
因为我们都记住
may we all remember,
我有一个对的人经过十字架不断的制作和对付
only the right person who is dealt with and worked on by the Holy Spirit.
不断地被神来倒空
and that we can be emptied and poured out
我们才能满有圣灵的能力来侍奉神的旨意
then we can be filled by the power of the Spirit and so that we can serve God according to His will
我们在一起有点祷告
so let's have further word of prayer
主我们感谢你宝贵的话语
Lord we thank you for your precious words
愿早晨你的灵提醒我们每一个人
This morning may your spirit remind us
警戒我们每一个人
And to warn us
不是依靠势力
It is not by might
不是依靠才能
It is not by power
乃是依靠你的灵
But only by your spirit
愿我们在地上的侍奉是能够讨你所喜悦
May our service on the earth be pleasing unto you
愿我们一切为你所做的
May everything that we do
是蒙你所纪念的
will be remembered by you
是能够被你来使用成就那荣耀的旨意
that you can use us to accomplish your glorious will
主我们把自己和同伴一同献在你的手中
so we consecrate ourselves and all our brothers and sisters into your hands
愿你制作我们
may you change us and mold us
得着我们
and gain us
使用我们
and use us
充满我们
and fill us
叫你的旨意得着成就
so that your will can be accomplished
愿颂赞荣耀归给你
All praise and honor be unto you
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus Christ's name we pray
Amen, Amen.